It's 31 seconds after the hour of 12, and this the month of July in the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming by and making this part of your listening day. We are live from the lushly appointed and forkless studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. Proud part of the CBS radio family. We're here in Portland, Oregon, where other people have forks. Other people have eating utensils and implements of all kinds.
I bring my own fork here.
Sarah, you know, some people ask for like a bonus. Some people say, hey, look, can you give me a bonus? Can you give me a company car? Maybe can I get a manservant of some kind? Sarah came in and said, can you buy some forks that we can just keep here in the studio, maybe? That just like a couple that nobody else knows about? But apparently there are no forks left. They've all been stolen. Who steals forks? It doesn't make any sense.
People, and creamer.
I walked in this morning, and Sarah was doing the saddest thing that I've ever seen in my life. And I will tell you what that is. In just a moment. The Rick Emerson Show. We are here in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Coming up later on today, we will have a Britney watch coming up. Jackson watch. What else? We have Lisa Goddard, the fantastic return of Lisa Goddard from CNN, Washington, D.C. She'll be... everybody else has probably figured this out or they're sick of the story, but I'm trying to figure out why Karl Rove is not going to prison, other than the fact that he is a Dark Lord of the Sith. So we're going to have Lisa Goddard on from CNN Radio, and she's going to explicate that for us. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You want to email, you engage with us electronically today, you can do that as well. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Is that the guy?
That is him.
Will Alendria. All right. Coming up in the 2 o'clock... I'm doing this backward. I know I'm mangling the introduction. But coming up... I was just talking to somebody yesterday, by the way, who shall remain nameless. I was just having a discussion with somebody yesterday about... Here's how you want to begin your radio program. You should begin with the phone number, identify yourself, give a matrix or overview of the things you're going to be doing, and then move forward in a linear and entertaining fashion. I'm doing none of those things today. So working backward, in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Will Alendria. Who is that, you say? Well, the answer is he's a part of PDX 503. They're that team that is holding it down on the World Series of Pop Culture and apparently doing really well. I have to confess that the show, because there's so many channels, there's so much programming, it's so hard to keep up with stuff. So it's on my TiVo, but I haven't watched it yet, but I was looking at the elimination chart, because they do it bracket style, they do it like the NCAA, and apparently that PDX 503 team is doing very well. So we are going to talk to Will Alendria from PDX 503, of course, the Portland team that's on the World Series of Pop Culture. He's going to be on the 2 o'clock hour. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, I swear to God it says this. I thought it was a joke for the last 3 or 4 days. Apparently, I'm talking to someone from Kool & the Gang. I don't know why. I don't know about what I will talk to them with about something. I don't know what I'm going to say. Scotty was doing that thing. Scotty J, God love him. You know what Scotty J is? Scotty J is what we call a self-starter. He's a motivated and ambitious young man. So he has booked over the course of the next week approximately 700 interviews with people. Some of them I've heard of. Some of them I've not. Some of them I've heard of but have no real knowledge of, i.e. Kool & the Gang.
So are you talking to Kool and the Gang?
Can I just tell you that you're like the 50th person to ask me that this morning? Well, are you talking to Kool or the whole gang?
Does everyone get a question?
I don't know. I have no idea. So we're going to have sometime between now and 1:15. I mean, you know how sometimes you'll hear people say, well, I didn't want to listen, but it was like a car wreck. You couldn't tune out. Yeah, that's coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes. It's car crash radio. You'll be listening for that. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. What else do we have? Well, I got a whole bunch of other stuff. No point in teasing it. No pointing and teasing it, although this did work out really well yesterday. We did have a guy, Jason, yesterday. He called up at the beginning of the show. We tried to do, and we're going to do this again, Scotty, right now. Right now, we're going to take caller number 5 right now at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Now, of course, we got a pair of tickets to the Oregon International Air Show for this. And what we're going to do is we're going to take caller number 5 right now, and whoever we select here, it's got to be somebody who can listen to the bulk of the program today, then listen more or less to the entire show. that person. You will come on. You will listen to me as I give the overview of things we're going to be talking about. You will listen as I give forward promotion and guarantees. And then at the end of the program, around 2:50, we will bring you back on, and you will list off then the things I got to, the things I did not get to. And for every item that I forward promoted or teased in radio patois on this program but did not get to, I will then have to contribute a push-up to the Rick Emerson Show push-up bank. And by the way, it's at 9 now, because there's 3 things I didn't get to yesterday. I owed 6 push-ups. I now owe 9.
No, and you have
I don't
one...
want you running up the scoreboard. It's 9.
You
it's
ha-
9.
It's 10.
Where did the other one come from?
You have the one where you told me to write everything down on the list that was going to be done, and Jen
one,
Lane didn't happen to show up that day.
That does not count.
Day.
It doesn't count because I can't control whether Jen...
You know...
Acts of God do not count.
That doesn't matter. I put it on the list.
If it's out of... So if I'm doing the radio program and somebody comes in and shoots you in the head, and I don't get to the top 5, I got to do a push-up because I'm there giving you CPR, trying to breathe life into your blue and lifeless body?
I'll be smiling from heaven as you're doing your little weak-armed push-up.
Fine. Sons of bitches. Fine. Fine. Anyway, so at the end of the program, we will get this person back on the phone. They will describe what I've gotten to, what I've not, and I will owe a push-up for each item not gotten to. And so just for doing this, you get a pair of tickets to the Oregon International Air Show, which is going to be fantastic, by the way, because now the station's going to be out there. Our street team, and we haven't come up with a better name for those guys, but they're going to be out there, and they're going to be giving things away. We're going to be doing that big paper airplane contest out there, too. This is the AM 970, the Solid State Radio street team is there. They're going to be doing a huge paper airplane contest. We got, they got 4 packs of tickets to the NHRA Nationals. They got the vouchers, the Portland Timbers games. They got the gift certificates. They got, I believe, they have some of the limited edition AM 970 T-shirts are going to be out there too. So, let's see, who is this? This is hello, sir.
Hey,
oh, I'm Adam. All right, sir. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a brief overview of things I'm getting to today. You must make a note. Are you able to listen to the whole show today?
Yes.
All right. Are you unemployed or just devoted?
The latter.
I think it sounded like you were going to cry there for a moment. All right.
Well, yeah.
So here's the things I will be getting to today. The Britney watch.
Okay, Britney watch.
Jackson watch.
Jackson.
Cool. The Kool and the Gang, an interview with someone from Kool and the Gang, during which I will flail helplessly.
Okay.
An interview with Will Alandria, who sounds like some sort of a Lord of the Rings character, but he's a member of PDX 503 in the World Series of Pop Culture. So I'll be talking to Will Alandria.
Spell that?
Will, just spell it however you want. Doesn't difference make. Spell it with a Q for all I care. I'm saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying this as long as you know what we're talking about here. That and what else? We'll get to Scotty J's best ever top 5. We'll replay that today.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. So Scotty will be calling you back at around 2:45, 2:50. We'll find out what are those items I've gotten to and which I have not. For every item missed, I must contribute a push-up. All right?
Got it.
All right. So there you go. Thank you. And just for playing there, you get a pair of tickets to the Oregon International Air Show. We're going to be this weekend. All right. Thank you. All right. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970 or electronically, rick@rickemerson.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon, who is doing the saddest thing. You know when you read, like, David Copperfield, and it's like can I have some more, sir? When you see, like, you see a man with no legs pushing himself along, asking for money for Arbor Mist downtown. Sarah Dillon was doing something stunningly like that this morning. When I came in, and Sarah was in the kitchen, I swear to God, washing a plastic fork. So when you know, it's like one of those little Dixie plastic forks that you buy in a package of like 1,000 for a family picnic or some kind, and then you throw them all away. So Sarah is washing a plastic fork, which, as I understand it, you can't even use because you're eating something from the microwave, which then melts the fork, rendering the fork useless.
It's true, and it even sadder is that I actually got the fork out of the dishwasher.
So it's already been used like twice.
Yeah.
So somebody used the fork, and then you know that means the person who washed, and this is at CBS Radio, by the way.
We have no coffee or creamer.
So the person who used the fork was already anticipating using it again, thus putting it in the dishwasher.
And, you know, some gutter punk walked by and put it in. It'll be back for later.
I mean, I don't know where you, this is another way in which CBS Radio is not like wherever you work. You probably have forks in the kitchen. You go into your break room, you probably got creamer. We don't have that. There's a big sign in the kitchen that no more creamer. Because apparently, and this is only according to Carol at the front who knows all these things, apparently someone stole the coffee and the cream and is selling it on eBay. And I don't understand how... Doesn't it seem like if somebody's stealing the coffee out of the kitchen and selling it on eBay, which, again, is the claim of Carol at the front...
How do they find that out?
Well, I'm saying, couldn't you just go on eBay and buy it and then find out who it is? Don't you know? I've never bought anything on eBay. When you buy something on eBay...
Does it say CBS coffee creamer and...
It's got less Moonbiz face on the side of it. It's got a big eye on the side. If somebody's selling you something on eBay... And you buy it from them, don't you know who it is? Don't you have to give them your... don't you get a receipt or something that has their name and their address?
Dan Rather.
Yes. or somebody. Bob Schieffer. Anyway. Well, okay. So there you go. So we have no... If you have any spare forks you're not using... Coffee, cream, anything. Please help us. Tim Riley's working on the following stories at the news desk.
Well, somebody really discovers a snake on a plane. No, it's not a motion picture. It's real.
Okay.
There'll be a slight delay in the release of the final season of The Sopranos. Kevin Federline launches a new career as a paid party guest. And McDonald's removes mouth-shaped urinals because they're offensive to women.
All right, then. Sarah has a whole mouthful of coffee. Choke! 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 Oh, there you go. Hey, that's a zany radio bit we should do. We should do a whole kooky radio bit where a guy has a mouthful of liquid and then we try to make him laugh and then either
but
choke or spit.
He's nowhere near the board.
He's nowhere near the control board, Sean Couples. CBS Engineering. That's a zany radio bit where you fill a guy's mouthful of liquid and then you do
that's
like
an
a wacky...
TV show.
You do... Is it?
Yes.
With a guy's mouthful of liquid?
Yes. And you have to keep telling them jokes until somebody who tells the best joke...
And he either chokes or spits? Really? Yeah. All right.
You're behind the times, my friend.
Well, no, I'm glad you stopped because then I would have been inadvertently ripping somebody off. We don't wish to do that. Advertently or otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to your personal savior at the City Desk. It's Tim Riley.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour.
Yes, it is.
And now, from the City Desk, Tim Riley.
I didn't know. Like I watch MTV. I quit watching MTV so long ago.
That's for children.
It really is.
From high atop the bottom of the Koi Tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Beat Tim Riley reporting. First up, Tommy Lee, Ghibli Clark, and Jason Newsthan have cut another
final... Ghibli Clark.
...from the CBS reality program Rockstar Supernova. It is a Joya Zaira... Alvarez, she needs to change her name. She's never going to make it. Chris Pearson were the ones receiving the lowest votes after Tuesday night's telecast.
An American name.
After their second chance performance last night, the group kept Jill in the competition. Lee then revealed who won't be staying.
There are two of you left standing.
Oh, wait, who watched this last night?
I did.
I did.
Part of it.
Did you watch it?
Not the whole thing.
That girl
did you watch the end?
Infuriates me. Spandex.
She's a Raya.
Crappy singer girl.
I
just want to smack her.
See, I can't say that. I'm a man, so I can't. Don't you want to hit her with a shovel?
Why would they keep her?
I don't because
they're going to get rid of her next week anyway.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like you, first of all, it's got to suck if you're in the bottom three because you know that you're going to get hosed eventually. You know, that's like indication one that you're never going to win. It's like if you're in the top three, especially like that poor Chris guy's in the top three twice in a row, you know that you're out regardless. Like it doesn't matter. You're going to be gone. I can't fathom for the life of me. I know that I'm the only one on earth who likes that Chris guy. But I can't fathom for the life of me why they would keep her. Do you know what I mean? It seems like they got to give... Do they give any justification? Could they point out one thing she'd done that was good? One thing that she'd done that was decent?
Not a thing except for give him lip and give, like, the most ridiculous performance I've ever seen.
No, it's not lip when you... No, it's sass. She's saucy. That's what she is.
Why doesn't she just go home and make herself another spandex outfit and...
And she sang the same song twice. I know we'll do this whole... I've got audio. We'll talk more about it later. But she did the song and then it sucked. And then they, you know, when you're in the bottom three, they let you come back and sing another song to try to, like, bail yourself out. And so she sang the same bad song again, badly the second time as well. And then that Chris guy, God love him, he came on and he did something. He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad at all. I mean, he
I didn't think he was bad either.
He was not great. Wasn't terrible, though. And he improved. And the worst part about it is that Chris guy performs on Rockstar Supernova last night. All of them get busy. They all get done praising him and saying how much he's improved, and then they can him. They're like, yeah, you've done a great job. You've really come along. Best performance ever. You're gone. Let's hear the...
There are two of you left standing, and this is difficult. We've all talked, and we've all agreed that One of you didn't cut it. Chris? You're the second to go.
Here's another thing I could do without, by the way. Speaking of things I don't like. I could
Bobby
do...
Lee?
Yes, boy, was he hungover? Man,
he's become the newest, you know, Danny Bonaducci.
He really was
so puffy and unattractive.
That's what I'm saying. Puffy is the word for him, yes. Mm-hmm. Here's what
I
could do without.
Combs.
I could do without this, where they go, Jill? And then it's like you can't tell whether they're saying you're going to go or you're going to stay. Because they're trying to throw an extra, like, trying to milk it for like another 5 seconds of drama. So, Zaria... You get to stay for another week. And I'm just tell me. Just say it. I got to say, I love that. You know, I don't love the show. I love the fact that Storm is on the show. I'll watch it. We support it because of that. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, though, those are the moments that the 30-second skip on your TiVo was made for. And I shouldn't say
and
that.
And their website is too difficult to navigate.
And their website, whose idea was it to have everything on that website be like a huge, like, shockwave flash? It
takes forever
series
to find anything.
Not when you just close it and choose not to watch it.
That's what I did.
It's a lot faster when you just hit the X button and decide to go sit on the couch instead. Yeah, that's, you know, loading, 3%. 5%. And at that point, I'm already like, okay, I'm going away.
We're on the World Wide Web.
Sarah asked me to watch a webisode last night, and I'm sorry, but I went there, and it was like, the fourth time I had to wait for that stupid tattoo logo to load, I was like, I'm out of here. And I just closed it, and I was just like, you know what, I'll just pretend that I saw it.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll play at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock.
Sure, that'll
2 o'clock, we'll do a little bit of a brief, very brief recap. We'll do a very brief recap of that because if it doesn't involve Storm, I don't really care about it all that much. So,
yeah.
Let's see. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, back at home, a 5-hour standoff between a Northeast Portland gunman and a police tactical team ended early this morning with a fellow in custody. The gunman is identified as 52-year-old Wesley Warren Jones. He was booked on one count of reckless endangerment and one count of discharging a firearm. Neighbors heard gunshots coming from Jones' home on Northeast 54th last night. When police arrived, he was apparently shooting items around the house and barricading himself inside. Another man who was inside managed to escape. A second man hid in the bedroom before being rescued by police.
Is this like a house of dudes or a house of crack? Or?
Oh, no. This is definitely a house of crack.
Oh,
it's
look
like,
at that guy.
Please
you know what that is? Okay, hold on. Don't show Sarah yet. You know what this is? This is this picture, which I understand this is radio and you can't see this, so just, you know.
Theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm. This is like if Rob from the House of Rick just let himself go and like his wife left him and he just sort of didn't shave ever again. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, they didn't do him any favors by saving him.
It's like I'm full on Manson. He's basically just a full on Manson face is what he's got there. The beard.
Oh, he's got enormous ears.
That's a whole lot of, you know, helter skelter's coming down. That's what that guy is.
Mm-hmm. So he managed to give himself up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
but,
drugs.
That's a lot of trouble for somebody who looks like that.
if you're the cops and it's the guy who looks like that, aren't you just tempted to kind of look both ways? Dead. Because who's going to care? Well, like, that guy's family even cares about him anymore. You look like that, your family's, in my opinion, this is commentary. You bastard. This is no longer news. We're not in the commentary section. In my opinion, if you look like that, your family wrote you off so long ago. You know, where's dad? You don't have a father. He's dead. Doesn't matter whether you're dead or not. Your kids think you're dead. You know, mom tells friends that you're off in the Marine Corps somewhere, like in Thailand. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. I think the cops are probably tempted just to hose out the gene pool a little bit right there.
Wouldn't hurt.
No, I'm in favor of it.
Meanwhile, the Middle East is in turmoil again. Mm-hmm. One person bombs another, and back they go to kill somebody else. Yes, I know, we all feel the same way. President Bush talks today with the German Chancellor, focusing, among other things, the escalation of violence in the Middle East.
We talked about the Israeli... Palestinian
Jesus and God.
The Israeli issues with Hezbollah.
He has no idea.
And our common desire to work together to help bring peace to that troubled region.
He just had
a good slice of beef last night.
Thank you.
Scotty J is working on a whole bunch of bush cuts I gave him yesterday.
Where have those been? We've been wanting those forever.
They have been in my private archives, only accessible to me with a secret combination.
Is that near the Fortress of Solitude?
It is. Okay. My own Fortress of Solitude in the suburbs.
All right. So, and so forth. Somebody did send me, by the way, let me see if I can find it here. Hold on. I know this is fascinating. Just have to listen here. Sarah, this will put a big smile on Sarah's face.
More than a plastic fork?
Yeah, more than any real fork. All right.
Real fork and a napkin.
Wait.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
There you go. Thank you. That's Joey.
Wow.
Joey. Joey sent that to us. There you go.
We also had that.
Your president. All right.
Meanwhile, the president says Israel must be aware that whatever actions it takes in Lebanon are sure to have consequences.
Okay.
Whatever Israel does, though, should not weaken the Sinaloa government in Lebanon. We're concerned about...
Is this the right cut?
Yeah. He's explaining.
Whatever Israel does, though, should not weaken the Sinaloa government in Lebanon. We're concerned about the fragile democracy in Lebanon. We've been working very hard through the United Nations and with partners to strengthen the democracy in Lebanon.
Is there democracy in Lebanon? I don't even know where Lebanon is.
It's south of Salem, I believe.
Kansas. I don't even know where Lebanon is.
It's in the Middle East.
I don't care. Let me just say this publicly. Yeah. I don't care about the Middle East at all in any way.
You should. We're very, very concerned about spreading democracy in that region.
No, you know what? In no way, shape, matter, manner, or form do I care about the Middle East. No.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
That's what I care about right there. Who I trust? Me! Who put this thing together? Me! Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, The Office is giving its fans a fresh taste of the show this summer, starting today and continuing every Thursday through September 14th. The Office will be posting webisodes on NBC.com. The 2 or 3 minute pieces will center around the Dunder Mifflin accounting staff, including Oscar.
That show's gotten better. I have to say that, you know, I was not a big fan of that show when they first brought it over to America, because the British one, what I've learned, though, in my head is just to view them as two separate things. I've had to get past viewing it as a remake of the British series. I've had to just start embracing it as its own series. And you know what? If you embrace it as its own series,
right,
and then also, you know, and it's so much better than everything else on American television. I mean, is it the funniest thing on, funniest sitcom on American TV right now? Is there anything that's funnier than The Office?
I don't think so. The rest is just trash and garbage.
Just vile dreck.
Profanity.
Somebody told me there's a program called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You got me.
I don't know. I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Do you know that? Is that a show? Guy emailed me and he's like, funniest thing since Arrested Development. And I have a wise man. I meant the T-bone and then I didn't.
Doesn't it have like Danny DeVito or...
Maybe it's Danny Bonaducci.
It's got some Danny guy in it.
Thomas.
I heard that's funny. And then I watched that Lucky Louie show on HBO. Did you watch that? Anybody?
No, I don't have HBO.
Okay. You don't have HBO. Sarah doesn't even have cable.
I have cable now, so I have moved up in the world since the show began.
It's true. You and Sarah, you've traded places, actually. Because there was a time when you only had the three channels. So now you've got the cable, and she's living in a hovel with more time for drinking.
Well, you know what it is? I mean, I'm getting myself into terrible debt, but I can't live without it.
You are an American, Tim Riley. You are very American.
I can't afford it, but I'm not going to take it out.
Seriously. Well, that's the whole thing. Man, that's like with the TiVo.
There's nothing on ever.
No.
I have like 500 channels. You can find anything.
You know what it is? There's like that scientific, they did this whole scientific study about slot machines. Mm. And they found that, they did it with humans and they did it with animals. And they found like with dogs, they would put dogs in a room, because dogs have got a brain the size of a kidney bean, like most of us. With a button that the dog would press the button and he, you know, to get food. And the deal was, if the dog pressed the button and always got food, then he would eat until he was full and then he'd wander away. If the dog pressed the button and never got food, he would be like, well, screw this, and he would wander away. If the dog pressed the button and sometimes got food, sometimes didn't, he would stay there all day, which is why slot machines are so addictive. Mm-hmm. If you always, I mean, I guess if you always won, you keep it fine. But if you never won, it's the fact that you sometimes win randomly. They found out that works on like your synapses and your whatever it is, your adrenaline or whatever. And that's what keeps you there. It's the fact that so it is with cable. Like 99 times out of 100, crap. I got, as Bruce Springsteen said, there's hundreds of channels. Nothing on, nothing.
There's
nothing.
Only two shows repeating on 500 channels
over
and over again.
There's nothing on. But every now and again, you know, every now and again, you flip onto Bravo and there's like that Great West Wing. And I flipped onto, watching some channel that the Peter Jackson movie, Heavenly Creatures, was on. Mm-hmm. Flipped onto something like, well, Well, I guess I'll keep the cable for another month. You know, that's what it is, man. Other than that, nothing. So this is just The Office and Sports Night reruns. And, yep. And that's it. And then, like, Rockstar for another month and a half. Do we have to break here?
Yes.
Now, coming up is Lisa Goddard, by the way. We'll talk to Lisa Goddard. What else? Well, that's it. We'll do some other things as well.
Cool in the Gang.
I don't even know what I'm going to ask. I don't even know Cool in the Gang. We should ask Lisa Goddard. Maybe she'll know something about Cool in the Gang. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's AM 970. The noon news hour continues after this. Don't you go anywhere. All right. Tim's going deaf again. You know what you are, Tim?
What am I?
What is poetry? You're like the canary in the coal mine. Because when something is too loud for you, and you're deaf, fundamentally, you got like temper, you're at Townsend levels with your deafness. So when something is too loud for you, I start to get a little nervous about my own hearing. Because we do things a lot of times you can't even hear. You probably don't even know what Sarah and I are saying. Here's what I probably sound like half the time to you. It's just a whole lot of... it's just a whole lot of pops and whistles and... You can't even hear us.
Well, I need somebody with sign language to sit in the corner of a screen.
You'll be like Rush Limbaugh. Somebody typing the questions to you as we... my friends. I'm sorry. I feel bad. No, that was a terrible thing to do. You know, I've got that whole reflexive guilt whenever I make fun of Rush. Anyway, but so whenever Tim goes, that's too loud, then I start to think like, Jesus God, how loud is it? All right. Yeah, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, CNN Radio correspondent and woman about town, Lisa Goddard. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Rick? I'm doing well.
Apparently, we're all going deaf here.
That's not good in radio.
No, it's really not, but it is sort of an adventure. It is a working hazard. Here's a question. Do you do these live hits, we call them, where you talk to radio stations?
Yes.
And then you do produce reports as well.
Yes.
Now, are you based at a standalone studio, a radio station, at a CNN building? Where do you do it? Just, we were talking to Ed McCarthy about some of the behind-the-scenes things in the studio. Where are you based when you do your taped reports?
It's a mobile ice cream truck that circles around the Capitol.
That's fantastic.
And we raise funds. No, I'm actually inside the Capitol. I've got a booth that is about 4 feet by 6 feet, and it's carpeted. The walls actually are carpeted with brown Nixon-era carpet.
So you're basically in Tom Likas's studio. A tiny little production closet.
Yeah, I think that might be it. I try and keep it maybe a little cleaner. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're right. Basically, whenever you see a news conference happening in the Senate gallery, my little booth is directly above that in what they call the Senate attic.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that it's got that old carpet, because we have that same carpet, probably the same role, I believe. All right. So we'll talk about Karl Rove here in just a second, but my news director, Tim Riley, has just handed me this. This is from the AP, Dateline, Washington, D.C. Have you heard about this? Calling a murder suspect, quote, a bald, fat, chunky guy, end quote, has landed a commander with the D.C. Police Department under fire. Have you heard about this?
I haven't heard that, no.
There you go. We're keeping the loop. We're giving you the inside track here.
You are.
Second District Commander Andy Solberg has been reassigned for the comments he made while speaking to Georgetown residents about the murder and robbery of a British political activist. District Police Chief Charles Ramsey says Solberg is not a racist, but rather, I guess they're interpreting this as a racist comment, rather a good man and good police officer, but he has been reassigned, blah, blah, blah. So he's been reassigned for calling a murder suspect, quote, bald, fat, and a chunky guy, end quote. So there you go.
Huh, that is interesting. You know, that's the same murder that led to D.C. authorities just yesterday declaring, honestly, a crime emergency in the district. And we haven't heard that for a couple of years. So it's something that district residents like me are not very happy about. But, you know, honestly, we have seen crime increase, not necessarily crime from bald, chunky guys necessarily, but it is actually a serious issue here in D.C.
Isn't it always a crime emergency? It's basically like living in Detroit, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I've been to Detroit, and I'd say very different situations. Detroit's so much larger than D.C. But, you know, I grew up here, and D.C. for the last 5-6 years really has been doing better and better. Just in the last year, there's been problems again. My father, for 15 years, he lives 20 minutes outside of the city. He hadn't been down here for 20 years when I got him to come down.
She's one of those, I'm never going back.
That's right. Doesn't want to cross the river.
Right. Hey, speaking of crime, so we were talking about this, the CIA leak, our good pal Bob Novak, who seems to be at the epicenter of so many crazy and unhinged stories over the last few years. And I know that this paints me as a stupid, out-of-touch, ugly American that doesn't follow the happenings of my own country, but I am confused about something, and here's what it is.
Okay.
There was this Valerie Plame leak, which was supposedly done out of retribution because her husband was saying that the Bush administration was deceiving about this yellow cake and so forth. It all came down to whether Karl Rove was the guy who told Bob Novak, like, hey, Valerie Plame, she's a secret agent. And so now Novak is confirming that Rove did it. And so my question is, why is Rove not being handcuffed and put in a small room right now?
Yeah, you have to ask the special prosecutor about that. But my take on this is that it looks like Rove is making an argument that he was misunderstood by Novak, that Novak called him, and in what Novak has described as a 20-second conversation, that Novak said, I understand that Valerie Plame's, that Joe Wilson's wife works at the CIA and that she's the one who sent him. Novak says that Rove responded, oh, you know that too, which he took as confirmation. Now, Rove, however, is saying, that his response was, you heard that too. So, single word change, but perhaps enough to keep Rove out of the tank.
You know, those guys are never allowed again to complain about Bill Clinton's rather Jesuit parsing of the language during his deposition. ever again.
You know, I got to tell you, though, just now, here's, if you have breaking news music, dun-da-da.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me find some, no, we have nothing.
Oh, okay. But there is actually breaking news on this story that is crossed just as we've been talking, that Valerie Plame has filed a lawsuit against Vice President Cheney and others in the White House, including Scooter Libby and Karl Rove. This is a civil lawsuit.
Fantastic.
She's accusing them of trying to destroy her career. So this now is very serious because you have to prove the level of proof is so much higher in a criminal case, which is what the special prosecutor is doing, than in this civil case. So this could open up potentially some White House files, some information we haven't seen before. The court is going to have some very tricky rulings to make in this civil lawsuit.
As long as it ends somehow with Karl Rove sweating on the witness stand like Augustus Gloop.
See, this is where you go. And that's right, and someone could get fired for describing him potentially, his physical characteristics. I think that you may have your wish, that this civil lawsuit just filed that we understand in the last few minutes may push him into court.
This is apropos of nothing. Here's a little side question. Sarah Dillon, the producer, just reminded me about this. Through a long series of machinations, depending on what part of the country one is from, somehow I'm going to be interviewing Kool and the Gang at 1:15 today.
No kidding, hey.
I don't really know why. I don't really know what I'm going to say. I am tremendously uncultured and lame in every way. I know a single Kool and the Gang song that they probably don't want to talk about anymore anyway.
Right.
Do you know anything about Kool and the Gang, Lisa Goddard?
Oh, boy, I think I know about as much as you. I know very little. I know just about every wedding ever involved them.
I should ask them that if they want the floor to open up and swallow them every time they play that song.
Yeah.
I guess wearing a Mathlete shirt doesn't necessarily paint you as somebody who would be fluent and cool in the gang. Who knows?
I know. So sad, but I just don't have too much to contribute on.
Well, no, that's okay.
I can do a quick search here on the internet, but it's just not happening. Okay. I know apparently their co-founder died in 2006.
That's true. That was just a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was one of the gang. He was not cool.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago he died. 57 years old, yeah.
Let's go. Maybe I'll just avoid that subject altogether. Start the interview with that. All right, Lisa Goddard, CNN radio correspondent. Thank you, Lisa.
My pleasure.
All right, there you go. That's Lisa Goddard joining us there.
So he just died?
I think
recently, yeah. Within the last week or so. So they're still in the period of mourning.
Sorry. I wasn't going to play her the Ib McCarthy thing. I had
I know,
it all queued up.
I can tell that you censored yourself. You were scared to play anything.
Well, no, because she said, do you have any...
Look, if it was any breaking news thing in the old days, you'd have played like the Let Me Dance for you.
Well, look, she's like, do you have any breaking news? Well, no, and I never would have done that, even before all of the... I don't think there was any awkwardness. Listen to how amused she was by me when I said Augustus Gloop. Come on. That's the old stuff right there. That's what I'm talking about. No, but even in the... I never... I am sort of an old-fashioned, I am kind of a prude in a certain way. So, I mean, talking to a woman on the phone, it's just like, do you have a sounder? And
matter of fact, I had a good slice of beef last night.
What could I possibly say that wouldn't have sounded horribly? Hey, do you have any breaking news?
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
No? Rick, do you have any breaking news?
You could touch it.
No. It's Rick, do you have any breaking news?
I'm all up in his grill.
How could I? I have nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
So I just... And there wasn't time to play that Tim Riley knows. I have nothing to ask Cool in the Gang.
We can ask him about current events.
You know, and Scotty J, by the way.
Do you even know who you're talking to?
No! No, I don't.
Just one of the random members of the band?
It's a Mr. Cool.
Wait, hold on. Scotty made me a cheat sheet. Hold on. Here we go. I think this is...
Is there anything they may not be asked?
You know, sometimes I do that, actually, or I don't anymore, but back when I was a producer and I would book guests, that was a standard question, actually, was, is there anything you do not wish to be asked about? Because sometimes you wade in and you go, so, hey, how about that drug conviction? And then it's just like, click, and they're gone. So, I used to ask that actually as part of my booking procedure back when I was a producer. And I would say, don't you want to be asked about? And finally I just said, screw it. They can hang up. Yeah. I figured out it was more entertaining if you just say what you want. Don't try to piss them off, but it's like if they do and they hang up, whatever. Then you got a little cigar on your hands. I got this.
Hit them all like Ann Coulter.
Yes. Hold on. Let me, Scotty J. I prepared a large prep sheet. He says, have Tim help you. Tim, help me.
Sure. What do you need?
What do you know about Cool in the Gang?
That song is played a lot at weddings.
Okay.
If they don't ask for the hokey pokey.
Thank you. He printed out basically the Wikipedia entry on them. Sounded like I'm...
They've been around for a long time, haven't they?
And he's given me, Okay, no, he's given me a question. Or a song here. Is this it? Is this the intro that I should be playing? Listen to this. Scotty made, listen to this intro music. Is this a wave? Can I play this in the Cardomatic? Okay. So Scotty has made, let me see if I can find this here. Today's Thursday, right? Cool in the Gang. Listen to this. Scotty made this intro music for when the Cool in the Gang guy comes on. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Emerson Show. Let's welcome now from Cool in the Gang. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Let's walk out of the Rick Emerson Show. My lesbian neighbor who's out of hot water needs to use my shower. Good God. All right. Brandon wants you to... Oh, let's go to the phones. Do we have a go to the phone sounder?
You are a massive tool.
Thank you. Brandon, hello. Hi.
Rick.
Hi.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you that if you blow off this interview, which sounds like the worst radio ever, I will do your push-up and any extra push-ups the audience wants me to do.
Wait,
so
you're willing to do my push-ups if I blow off this interview?
Absolutely. I will come down to the coin center where I believe you happen to be, and yes. I will do that push-up, and you can videotape it, anything you want to do.
Sarah, how do you feel about that?
I am not looking forward to this interview less. I think that it'd be worth it to see someone do push-ups.
Ah, man, I just don't know. I just don't know.
I don't. Let's.
All right,
well,
Brandon.
It's less than a half an hour away.
Brandon,
now.
I'm going to put you on hold. Please, okay. Please, to be leaving your phone number with Scotty.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Right, you know, Brandon. Maybe their tour bus will break down and they won't call.
Just like Vince Neil. Vince Neil was obviously halfway through a sausage. My tour bus broke down. All right, well, come on. Scotty J is saying, "All right, Scotty, hold on. It's typing back and forth is stupid, and we're already this news hour is screwed." Scotty, come here. Come on in. Yeah,
right now.
Tim, can we borrow your microphone?
Sure.
All right, we're in a small studio here. All right, this is the news hour. The news hour is very... I know that this show is going to be very busy today anyway because we've got theoretically the Cooling Gang. We've got, Will Alondria from the World Series of Pop Culture. And we got this other stuff I got to talk to. So, let me just... back up here. You are a real go-getter, as they say. Scotty, you are a self-starter. You are an intern, and we don't say that disparagingly, you know, but it is sort of the bottom rung. It's an entry, it's a foot in the door position. And
it's a little badge that says, I am in training.
That's exactly what it is. Please do not give live ammunition, too. And so, but a lot of interns, I will say this up front, a lot of interns come in, and they don't want to work. They don't want to put nose to the grindstone. They just want everything handed to them. I don't mean to sound like an old guy, but I'm saying it's not an old thing. It's not a young thing. It's just a matter. Most people are stupid and lazy. Most people everywhere in every profession. And in radio, especially now, because so many part-time entry-level jobs have been automated and they've been clear-channeled out of existence, that a lot of radio people come in and it's like they immediately want the morning. They come in, all right, what would you like? Well, I'd like to have a morning show host, you know, gig.
Or a plastic fork.
Yeah. Or just creamer.
Not here.
No. So Scotty, though, is a real go-getter. The other day, I'm like, blah, 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 David Cassidy. And Scotty, like, I'm getting David Cassidy's people on the phone right now. I'm going to book them. And so you just went ahead, for good and bad, went ahead and booked Kool & the Gang, or the guy. Who is it from Kool & the Gang?
I believe the band, a couple of guys from the band. Number two, the only reason why I did that is because they're playing in the park.
Well, I'm sure they love it. I mean, cause it's
no, they appreciate it.
Along with
but I'm saying you just, and again, I'm not trying to criticize this, but without being asked, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, without being asked, without being requested, you just like, I have scheduled the following 40 guests for the next week. And I actually, Scotty, I'm like, you know, that's really great. We kind of need to focus a little bit. Uh-huh. And maybe book fewer than 10 guests a day.
Maybe talk to everybody before we book the guests.
And maybe check with me. Maybe ask before you come in and go, hey, I've booked Kool & the Gang. They're on in 5 minutes. Get ready. So here's the thing. Kool & the Gang is coming up in like 25 minutes. Scotty, you did that thing that so many people do where they don't believe you when you say you don't know something. It's bigger than Jesus. There's a moment where I talk about hearing Tommy to that 8675309 song.
Right.
And I'd never heard it. It's a couple years ago.
Right.
I'd never heard it because I grew up not listening to Top 40 and I was a, you know, kind of a rock metal guy and whatever. And my wife was like, sure you know this. I'm like, I don't know this song. She's like, it's Tommy Tutu and everybody knows. I'm like, I've never heard it. And she didn't believe me. Scotty's like, so, you know, Kool & the Gang, they had all those great songs. Like, and I'm like, no, all I know by them is Celebration. And Scotty's like, what did you say? You're like, no, you know that song? What's the song you were insisting that I knew?
Oh, there's Joanna, there's Too Hot.
Okay, and I tell him, I'm like, I don't know these songs. And Scotty walks into the room going, no, listen to that. Yesterday he's telling me about all these Joanna and Too Hot, and he's like, you know those songs. And I said, you know, the only song I know by Kool & the Gang is that Celebration Time, Come On. And as he's leaving the room, he's like, no, you know him. Like, he doesn't believe, I don't know anything about Kool & the Gang.
So did you sit around last night and dust off the old Kool & the Gang album and listen to him?
I have nothing. You know what I have? I have this music that you gave me.
That's the...
Which sounds like you and I are about to lather each other up.
That's the intro music.
Uh-huh. I think it's the intro to you and I lathering each other up. That's what it sounds like. You've given me porn music. So
actually, the guys are really cool. I think you're going to be surprised.
Oh, so. I'll guarantee you, we're all going to be surprised.
Well,
one way or the other.
That's fine.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I don't think he's getting it.
No, that's fine. I already see what's going to happen.
Like
here.
Many of us,
it's
going to
be destroyed.
Sarah is unnerved
fine.
By the prospect of this interview, as am I. Let's see
I'm
what
just
the people.
I really appreciate
Kool & the Gang,
Scotty.
If you saw, they're actually
no,
cool.
And
you got to see
them
live,
but,
man.
You know, just because they seem
be
like
live,
nice
way,
people
uh-huh.
doesn't give put any more information about them in Rick's head. You know, I mean, they're still coming on.
Well, I had three or four prep sheets made.
Did
yesterday.
You read them, Rick?
No.
It was good bathroom reading material
hey,
yesterday.
Be sure to tell them that. Hold on, let's take a couple calls here. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick, I used to work with a bunch of old black guys in their 50s.
How could this go wrong? Uh-huh.
They all just worshipped Kool & the Gang, and they had this certain phrase that they'd say.
Oh, no. Is this safe for the air, sir?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Whenever they were happy about something, they wouldn't say that. They'd say, that's not just cool, that's Kool & the Gang.
Oh, like Sam Jackson says that in, I think it's Pulp Fiction.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
well,
I
guess
so.
If you're, like, in your 50s and from that generation, there's a lot of black community that really dig them. So I don't want to put you under any pressure, Rick, with a certain demographic.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the call. All right, there you go. Thank you. Behold the joy of on-screen phone calls. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Hi, Rick. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How can I help
you? Hey, have that friggin' Wiley intern of yours get on the internet and Google Kool and the Gang. I'm sure they've got like a billion MySpace. You can find it. They got their own personal webpage.
Let me be clear. He's gotten me information. I'm holding in my hand. He's given me a lot of information from the internet. No, he's prepared. He's prepared himself. I don't feel comfortable just reading off a Wikipedia page or a Google page. Like, what is that? I like to know about something and have a clue as to what I'm. All right, Joe. But thank you, sir. I appreciate your concern.
Should have done your homework last night, then. Goddammit.
I can't hear you. Break it up. Yeah. Thank you. Goodbye now. All right. Thank you. So
you have the information, but you're not.
I'm going to just make Scotty do the interview.
You might as well.
Come on, pretend to be me.
I'm not going
to
do the interview.
You're an intern. You'll do it if I tell you to do it.
You need something for that demo tape.
Seriously. I'm telling you, man, remember when we had that conversation? I said, you're going to have a full rotation where all facets of the program are studied by you.
Right, but the thing is, I prepared you for it. Now I'm unprepared.
You know Kool and the Gang. You know all of this stuff.
We want you to get that job in Gillette, Wyoming when you leave us.
That job in Chico.
I think you will do a
driving
good job.
A strip mall in Omaha.
You'll do a good job.
You're going to do a great job by pretending to be me.
No.
Well, who?
I can't.
This is a big chance.
You know, don't be an Americant, Scotty.
Scotty, what can you not do?
You can do anything.
I cannot talk to Kool and the Gang.
No. It's easy. All you do is you say, "Welcome out of the Rick Emerson Show, Kool and the Gang," and then you talk.
Welcome out of the Rick Emerson Show, Kool and the Gang.
There you go. And then I
leave.
And then they say,
"Hey, we're glad to be here."
And then you say, "Let's do a little role play." We're gonna do a little role play here, Scotty. All right. So now is just bring on to the Rick Emerson Show, Kool and the Gang, as though you were me.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on to the Rick Emerson Show, Kool and the Gang.
Hey, Rick, we're glad to be on the show. How's it going?
Thanks for calling us. All right, next up this hour,
Don't be smart. Now you've got to learn how to do these things.
Scotty, this is what you do.
This is what you have to do.
I'm still learning. I don't know.
We're waiting on the phone. We were booked for an interview. We're waiting for questions. Hello. I do not believe the phone is working.
Okay, so they let him out of school before he took interview 101. Is that what we're to understand here?
I need to finish that class this next year. The interview class.
Hello? I don't believe the phone. Have we called the rack station?
You ran out of intro music, too, to boot.
Hello?
See, there you go. You're failing. You're failing right in front of us.
I knew I would fail on this one.
Well, see, the thing is, going down the phone line, everybody sounds alike. If you just, it doesn't, they're not going to know. It all comes out sounding like this. It could be, hello.
Are you desperately going to try and recruit a listener?
Hold on. Hello, who is this?
This is Gallif.
Gallif?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Hello, who is this?
Hey, it's Kristen.
All right, hold on. Let's go back to Gallif. Gallif, hello.
Hello.
Okay. Gallif could pass for me because the Kool and the Gang guys are phoning in, aren't they? They're not going to be in the studio.
Right, but maybe he knows a lot more about
Gallif, do you know anything about Kool and the Gang?
I don't know anything about Kool and the Gang.
Well, but you could pretend. Do you have a computer in front of you?
I do not.
All right. Well, what are you calling
Stop
to say?
Heckling poor Gallif.
I was wondering if Sarah's made up 5 phrases for you to say during the interview.
Gallif,
thank
you. That's just piling too much on. All right, thank you, Gallif.
No problem.
All right, there you go. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Alexander.
All right. I see what you're calling about something. Hang on, we'll get to you. This is a different subject. Don't go anywhere. We'll get back. I just want to get sidetracked. No, my point is...
Do you even know what your opening question is going to be?
No, hell no.
Which one of you died?
Celebrate bad times, come on.
bad times.
Zing.
That's horrible.
Because this isn't like an ISDN interview. Right? It's not an in-studio. They're on the phone. All voices sound the same over the phone. Gallif, if only he'd known, I could put Gallif on with that. Gallif could pretend to be me. You're not going to be outclassed by a listener, are you?
No, I'm not debating the fact that anybody could take the interview because they've never heard your voice before.
That's what I'm saying. How would they even know?
I already told them, though, to say that they're big listeners of your show.
But you told them to lie to Rick?
Okay, but that... Do you realize how dumb that's going to sound?
No, I'm
Rick, we're big listeners of your program here in Portland.
What city are we in?
Here in Tucson. Hello? I think we've called the wrong station.
All right.
All right, does anyone out there think they can interview Cool in the Gang?
Seriously.
This is getting pathetic.
Well, no, because
here's what you do.
No, wait, you bastard. I mean, I've got air show tickets.
You can't even interview Cool in the Gang, Scotty.
You ask him a few questions. We're going to take some calls from the listeners. They love you. They want to talk to you,
too. No, I'm not going to put this in. No, because then it's going to be a lot of vote with a gun. It's going to be a, I remember the last time we put things in the hands of the listeners.
I'll screen them.
Okay, no, you stay right here. You're not going anywhere. All right, if you would like to interview Cool in the Gang, but you have to pretend to be me. If you would like to interview Cool in the Gang.
So unfortunately, just rule out the ladies.
Well,
there's got to be one listener that likes Cool.
Well, there's like
one person. One person out there.
Okay, just let me do my thing. Because me talking to them with questions for the audience is a no-go.
Well,
that's
well
not
if it's a lady, we could just call her Ricky Emerson.
Yeah, or Ricky.
With an I.
Raquel?
Yeah.
Ricky with a Q-U-I?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky.
That's
Ricky.
Acceptable.
All right. Hello. Who is this?
Scott. How's it going?
Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Scott, do you know anything about Cool in the Gang?
Yeah. Wasn't Nile Rodgers one of the guys? Wasn't that Bounty guys? I mean, Rick's got to know who Nile Rodgers is.
Who? What?
Nile Rodgers?
Wait. No. I'm looking at the list. No. I'm looking at the list. There's no Lionel Rodgers.
No, Nigel.
No, there's no one named Rodgers in the band.
All right.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, that was... Okay, here's what I need. Here's what I need. What have we got to give away? We've got air show tickets, and we've got the T-shirt. We've got the limited edition AM 970 T-shirt. Okay, here's what I need. Do we have anything else that's really that people really covet that we could give away?
I'm sure with there's stuff in your office.
I'll give you something from my office.
We get free books and stuff.
And then I'll do some push-ups. I'll give away some push-ups as well. Okay, here's what I need. I need someone who will call up and pretend to be me. And it's a short interview. 5-10 minutes tops. 5-7 minutes, probably, at the most. 5-6 minutes the most.
Oh, they deserve more than air show tickets.
I'll find something. I'll give you, like, my pocket change. I got, like, a 10. So, here's the thing. So we need, I think, or do I, so we need someone who will pretend to be me. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to actually go through these. Kristen?
Yeah.
Are you interested in pretending to be a woman named Rick?
Sure, I'll do that.
All right, hold on a second. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes, we're letting you go now because we have to move on to other things.
Oh,
all right. All right, thank you. All right. Here's the thing. It's 503. He was calling about Storm. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Here is the deal. If we pick you, the Cool and the Gang guys will call in like 1:15. Scotty will sort of keep them occupied. He will give us the sign. We will bring you on, and we'll play the music. And then at that point, you will take over, and you will be like, let's not break quite yet. I know we're going to run late, but let's just give it a second. I got to describe this. At that point, you will come out of
and let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
Who?
Cool and the Gang.
Cool and the...
No, but
you can't
one?
Just introduce the whole band.
Oh.
Who is coming on from the band?
Well, that's the problem. They never told me that in the email.
Jesus, God.
It could be anyone. They could be doing this exact same thing right now. Who wants to be Cool
in
the Gang?
Who wants to be Cool in the Gang? Some guy, you know, some guy, janitor. Do you want to be in Cool in the Gang?
That'll be a good time filler. You can ask him who we talking to.
This whole thing is a good time filler. This whole show
actually,
is a good
I can
time
ask
filler.
Him when they call in. I can
don't,
ask him.
Okay. You know so, that. No. So the listener will come on. We will have the listener on the phone. You will be talking, you will be distracting the Cool and the Gang guys with a bright, shiny object. And then the listener, we will give them the sign, and the listener will say, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Cool and the Gang. And then they will say, hello. And then the listener will just pretend to be me for 5 or 6 minutes.
This seems way too complicated.
No,
you
it's easy.
Suck it up and do it.
It's easy. The listener will just pretend to be me. They'll do the interview. They'll say, hey, tell us about your influences. Tell us about how it feels to play all these years. Which of your songs are you the most proud of? Hey, where can people buy tickets? And then that's it. Then it's done. And then they say goodbye. And then the interview's over. And then we're done. I bet there's somebody who'll do that. Let's see. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Griffin.
This is hello.
This is Griffin.
Griffin?
Yes.
All right. Griffin, are you interested in being Rick Emerson?
Yes, and I can make this interview very relatable.
Okay, hold on just a second.
I think he's drunk.
Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, you got a good, clean connection. Are you interested in being Rick Emerson and interviewing Cool in the Gang?
Absolutely. Two words, Jungle Boogie.
Okay, there you go. Okay. sounds like he knows what he's talking about, doesn't he?
That's one of their three hits.
All right, now let's do a quick sample role play, and then we got a break, and then we'll come back. Okay, so here's the music. And when you hear the music, you introduce Kool and the gang, and then I will pretend to be them for a question or two, okay?
Got it.
All right, so I'll give you the high sign, and I'll be like, okay, Steve, get ready to be Rick Emerson. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Portland, here we are with Kool and the gang.
Hey, glad to be here.
Hey, who am I speaking to?
My name is...
Hold on. My name is
Rick Westfield.
Hey, Rick, are you one of the original members?
No. They found me at a bus stop.
I don't know. I'm flaming, dude. I just wanted to throw in the Jungle Boogie reference just to help you out a little bit.
Oh, for the love of God.
I'm so bad. I'm sorry.
God damn. All right. Thank you. And we're going to have to go back to the woman. Kristen?
Yeah.
All right. Could you pretend to be me?
I can do my best.
They're never going to believe that she's a woman named Ricky.
Or do I have to talk really low, Ricky, like this?
No, you just say, welcome to the Ricky Emerson program.
Right.
Okay, well, let's try the role play. Okay, hold on. Okay, pretend to be a talk show host named Ricky Emerson in like 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to the Ricky Emerson Show. Who do I have on the line?
This is Dennis Thomas from Kool and the Gang.
Oh, Thomas, I dream about you at night.
No.
Okay, you're not taking this seriously.
Now, Scotty has to tell Kool and the Gang that the person that they are speaking with is named Ricky.
No, because she's clearly... Okay, try again.
Hello, we're glad to be on the program, Ricky.
What? What did you say? Say that again.
We're glad to be here. Ask us a question.
Wait, I didn't hear the question.
Oh, okay, for the love of God. All right, we have to go. Thank you, Ricky. Or whatever your name is.
Wow, that was a giant waste of time.
Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Sam.
Sam, can you pretend to be me?
Yeah, I can pretend.
All right. Now,
hi, this is the Rick Emerson Show.
Okay, just hold on.
Jump in the gun, Sam.
Hold on. I'm gonna throw it to you in like 3, 2, 1. You got to introduce Kool and the Gang and then pretend that you're interviewing them, okay?
Sure.
All right, okay. In 3, 2, 1, be Rick Emerson, introduce Kool and the Gang.
Hi, this is Rick Emerson of the Rick Emerson Show, and we're here to interview Kool and the Gang.
Hello. Glad to be on.
Yeah, tell me something. Who is the coolest in Kool of the Gang, and who's the ugliest?
Well, that's an interesting question. I believe the coolest is Robert Mickens.
I see, Robert Mickens. Well,
okay.
Another interesting factoid, too, that the lead singer of the band seems to share a name with another famous singer-songwriter, James Taylor. Tell me, how long was James addicted to drugs?
I do not understand this question. I am confused by this radio program.
All right. No. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Hey, lead singer of Kool and the Gang. His name also happens to be James Taylor.
Okay. We're going away now.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Nobody wants to do this. Nobody.
I think it's a good opportunity for you to show me how to do it.
What is that?
Scotty, he's going to punish you. You better stop talking. Seriously, he's going to stick you on there. I
one
to
more
do it.
Call, and if this call isn't somebody who can do this, I think we're just going to pull the ripcord on this whole thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Hello, Rick Emerson Show.
Put me in, coach.
All right, who is this?
This is Griffin.
Griffin, could you be me while interviewing Kool and the Gang?
Oh, I could still make it relatable.
All right, I got a bad feeling about this. Griffin. All right, you're going to do a little role play in
get
like...
Get the dump button ready.
3, 2, 1, be Rick Emerson, interview Kool and the Gang.
Hello, this is Rick Emerson, and we are now welcoming in Kool and the Gang. Yeah.
Hello, Rick, we're glad to be here.
Oh, we are glad that you are being here. Yes. I had a question for you. I hear you grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you guys came together and formed the wonderful band we know of as Kool and the Gang?
Well, we found a special sound at the unique intersection of jazz, R&B, funk, and pop, blah, 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 blah. Let's pretend I've answered the question. Next question.
Next question. Your classic hit, Celebrate Good Times. What were you celebrating? What is your inspiration?
We found that it was just a celebration of music, life, and fine women, and something, blah, 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 end of question.
You could do this. He's good. All right, now
you are so desperate.
No, you asked 3 or 4 questions. Okay, now wrap it up. Now you've done the intro, you've done the questions, now wrap it up.
Kool and the Gang, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Portland. We are so glad that you came here. Please give us one final word of wisdom from the wonderful Kool and the Gang, please.
Buy our tickets.
Buy our tickets. Please give us money.
Can we buy those tickets?
Yeah, there you go. You got to ask, hey, where can people buy tickets?
Where can people buy your tickets for a very affordable price?
Okay. All right. Griffin, how do we feel about this?
Put me in, coach.
All right, just, oh, not you.
Well, he could be Merv Griffin.
Hold on. Shh. Okay, Griffin, we're putting on hold. Stay there for a second. How do we feel about this?
Excellent. It's the best I've heard so far.
Are you being sarcastic? Sarah?
I'm being factual.
Rick, you're just pathetic.
Okay.
Just do the interview.
I don't
know
what Scotty
J do it.
The gang.
Sometimes you can't hire the person you want, so you got to take second best.
What does that even mean? That doesn't help me here. Oh, all right. I think Griffin could do the interview.
How about the two of you do it?
The two of us, the Rick and Griffin show.
The Rick and Emerson show.
The Rick and Emerson. I'm Rick, he's Emerson. We're Rick and Emerson.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to leave the room so I don't get to hear this.
I could do the show.
I don't want to sit.
No, no.
I don't want to be here either.
I'm going
to
leave it.
How about if I do?
You know he's calling in like 6 minutes.
This is becoming more and more uncomfortable by the moment.
We've got to take a break.
Hold on. How about if I do the show with Griffin as my co-host and I can kind of throw it all to him? Wait, Griffin? What? Would you, maybe he could be my co-host, and I could be like, I'm Rick, along with my co-host Griffin. Hey, Griffin, you're a big Cool in the Gang fan, and then, like, you can just take over.
Sweet.
Are you high?
No. High on life, my friend.
Okay. How do we feel about all of this?
I'm feeling pretty positive.
All right.
Pretty, I'm celebrating it.
Okay, you're just going to be Rick Emerson. We're going to do it. No, that's. Do you think we can pull that off?
You know what? You can yell at me. We're breaking. We've got
to
break.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll talk to Griffin during the break.
And the rest of us will leave the room and come back around 2 o'clock. We're all going to take a little break and walk around downtown for a while.
All right, stay there. Don't go anywhere. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show.